So the story reads this way. It says, millions of people were unwittingly tracked via their mobile phones as government scientists are gathering data on coronavirus vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that doesn't please people, I'm sure. And this is in the United Kingdom, not the United States, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be in these states. I have a take on this, and it might be the same take that you might be thinking to, Pat, from some of the things we've talked about before when it comes to people's phone usage, but that's another story. So it says here, in February, the data was tracked. It was an effort to see if people who got vaccinated, if their movements changed after they got vaccinated, you know, compared to, because as much as the story talks about once they had the vaccination, there was apparently data that was gathered before.
Right.
Because obviously you're trying to do a comparison of how their movements were after vaccination. You have to know what their movements were before vaccination. And so they were doing a comparison. They have a scientific committee, the SPI-B committee. That's the Scientific Pandemic Influenza Group on Behaviors. That's what they have. And they were, again, trying to track, you know, were people loosening themselves up once they got vaccinated?
What'd they learn?
Yeah. See, the cell phone mobility data looked at some 4,254 vaccinated individuals who were tracked with corresponding location observations every day. Scientists looking for signs of behavioral change by comparing the data with the week before and the week after being vaccinated. They also looked at whether people directly went home after having a COVID-19 jab. And it does not tell me in the story what they found out.
Oh.
All the story is about the fact that the government was doing it and people are not happy about it because as a particular group in Britain called the Big Brother Watch Group,
uh-huh,
says that no one expects that by going to get a vaccine, they'll be tracked and monitored by their own government. It's deeply chilling and could be extremely damaging to public trust and medical confidentiality.
Uh-huh.
So that's what they say.
You don't sound too convinced, Pat.
Well, considering when you're carrying these phones around and you're using them all the time, you're mm-hmm. pretty much...
Thank you.
yeah.
Allowing everybody to know where you are at all times.
Fair game. Yeah.
That's exactly my thought. Exactly. In fact, that's what the government says. They talk about any data that was collected. Well, first of all, they said it was anonymized.
Oh.
So it wasn't specific, but it was just data that was gathered from regular cell phone usage.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it was more targeted toward people who had had the vaccine.
Yeah. I swear I've seen something similar done here where I've seen studies where they show how through cell phone usage, how travel is during holidays and all that. I swear I've seen that before, even in the United States.
It's
whether or not
possible.
The government, I'm not sure, but maybe mm-hmm. it could just be the phone companies. But yeah.
And even beyond that, I mean, if they were just patient enough, I'm quite sure that they could probably find these people with their social media accounts
mm-hmm.
who would probably be proclaiming all the things they were doing after they were vaccinated. Look, I was vaccinated and now I've gone to the beach.
There you go. Right.
I've gone to a restaurant for the first time in a year.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, this goes back to the privacy claims that some people have, and they're already putting more information out on their social media accounts.
Right. Yeah. Figure out your movements and time of day and when you do it and when you're going to be away, et cetera. Yeah.
And anytime you post something, it's got a time punched on it anyway. So.
Well, anytime mm-hmm. When I leave this building and I get my car, I'm pretty much tracked via cameras and on every block, and you could actually almost follow me,
that's true.
All the way home.
Oh, there goes Pat.
Yeah. Right. But it's true, though. It's true.
It's becoming that way.
Especially in more highly populated areas.
Yeah. And I understand the one concern of the thinking, you know, government announcing that they've tracked this data. You know, I'm sure people might have willingly told.
Yeah.
If they would have, government would have said, look, we want to know what people are doing. Would you be willing to participate in a survey or something? A lot of people have said, sure.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. We're happy to tell you exactly what's going on because we're happy to be free now that we've been vaccinated.
Right.
It is kind of funny, though, in the story, though. It doesn't have that information. It talks all the stories about it, about the tracking, but it tells exactly what they discovered.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't really realize. I was reading through it, and I'm thinking, I'm sure at some point I'll get to that information, but it doesn't tell me at all.
Yeah. All right.
Well, again, this is just funny that it is coming out of the United Kingdom. It could be any country, anywhere, I suppose, in the world.
Good reminder for everybody to go check their privacy settings on their phones.
You can do that. Yeah.
Make sure you don't have that tracking turned on.
Most people don't care. A lot of people who couldn't even figure out how to do it anyway. Right. How do I turn that off?
Well, I'm being tracked by my wife, just so you know that. We have that Find My Phone app, so she just wants to... She's not looking in on me, but she just said, on those winter days, if you're in a ditch somewhere, I'd just like to know. So I could check and find out exactly where you are. Then that's fine. But that makes sense. Point. Yeah, makes sense. Well, and I do the same.
Well, again, there's that security concern, safety concern.
Well, and then we also figure, if this app is tracking us, I guess we've just pretty much opened us up to... being tracked by whoever is out there. But that's the give and take.
It is, because if you obviously were in some kind of emergency, you'd want someone to track you.
Right, right.
Please, someone find me.
Speaking of cell phone usage and the government, I was contacted. I don't think I'm the only one. Was contacted by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services yesterday via text message.
What was there, some kind of COVID situation?
Yeah, a survey they wanted me to take.
Oh, just a survey, okay.
Yeah. So, I was able to, I answered the question they wanted answered, so just about whether or not you got the shot. It was that simple.
I had two calls yesterday. They called, and I've got a company phoned. Two calls, they want to talk to me about my credit card. Oh, yeah? And then I got another one. We want to talk to you about your auto warranty. Oh, yeah? Okay, I'll see which of the company vehicles you want to inquire about.
Let me get back to you.
Yeah.